There's no crying in baseball!
You're 5 feet nothing. 100 and nothing. And you got hardly a speck of athletic ability. And you hung in with the best college football team in the land for 2 years.
I said, fuck you, Joe. I do it myself.
In here, there were two guys killing each other. But I guess that's better than 20 million. But what I'm trying to say is that if I can change, then you can change. Everybody can change!
Welcome to Montucky Skies, episode 203. I'm Biggs.
I'm Brennan.
And I'm Linda Cardellini.
Linda Cardellini?
Yeah, man. I started rewatching Freaks and Geeks on, I don't know, some weekday.
I just got river hooked on that show.
Yeah, because it's the best. Yeah. And the most accurate representation of high school ever. And she went on to marry Hawkeye, and you could do a whole lot worse.
Like marrying the Hulk, I think.
No, that's so much worse.
That almost kicked into it. That's too bad. I was so quick with the pause button. I also heard Sam Weir, or whoever played Sam Weir.
John Francis Daly.
Yeah, he's being considered for the new Spider-Man
movie. He is, as the director.
Yeah, I don't know. I was looking at that stuff, and I was looking at the names, and I'm like the dude who did St. Vincent, I'm like, well, he could get the character actor stuff, but I'm kind of wondering. I don't know where to go with these Marvel movies,
there's
honestly.
There's one director on that list that I'm really rooting for. Like, really, really, really rooting for.
Who's that?
Jonathan Levine.
And what... Is he related to Ted Levine?
Please. Unfortunately... He would not fuck me so hard.
Damn. Is he a great big fat person?
He directed The Whackness, 50-50, and Warm Bodies.
Oh, yeah. I remember reading that one, too. And I read this, like, really, like, catty article of, like, Grantland,
oh, sure.
Where they're just doing their hot take on it, uh-huh. You know? And they were like, well, he clearly wouldn't know action, like... doing something like Warm Bodies, and I was thinking, like,
Warm
actually
Bodies
for
is
what
perfect.
Warm Bodies is, uh-huh. I thought the action was pretty good.
Yeah, and I think
there's actually
totally
a battle scene in it between like CGI skeletons,
yeah,
and zombies. Like, what do you want?
Plus, it's worth noting that Jonathan Levine, he's the one director on the list who's been linked with Marvel before. He was one of the guys considered to take over Ant-Man after Edgar Wright left, and he's also been in talks about directing Inhumans.
Yeah, so that would make sense then if they're
and I just think he's great. 50-50 is a fucking great movie.
Yeah, 50-50
and Warm
50
Bodies
is
really fun, and The Whackness is good for what it is.
I haven't seen that one.
It's okay. I mean, it's not so good that you need to run and check it out, but it's worth it if you come across it.
Is that with Ben Kingsley?
Yeah, Ben Kingsley.
It's so weird. He's in a movie called The Whackness.
And it's about a pot dealer in 1993, played by Josh Peck, who is not a good actor. He is not a talented guy, unfortunately. Oh. Sorry, Josh Peck.
Speaking of the 90s, so I was surfing the web the other day, as they used to say.
The World Wide Web?
Yeah, and I was looking for something else, but I came across this video. I'm just going to play the end of it, so I don't really need to set it up, but I guess I will. This is part of an instructional thing that came out for parents to help to sort of gauge what their kids are doing on the internet in 1996. Are you ready for this?
Interesting. So excited.
This is going to be fun.
Well, how did our kids do as cyber teachers?
Oh, they were big stars, of course. Oh, but honey, did you know you could dissect a virtual frog on the internet? Ooh. Oh, did you get those Rolling Stone concert tickets? And the whole family can go, right? I mean, you can buy tickets online.
I don't know. What do you think, kids?
Yeah. Surf's up. See you on the net.
On the mark. Get set. We're riding on the internet.
This is the credits.
Set free. Hello, virtual reality.
Interactive appetite. Searching for a website. A window to the world. Got to get online.
Take a spin. Now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
I like the frog.
Yeah, don't. I'm not on board if we're going to talk shit, because that is a solid jam.
Yeah. No, I seriously like it.
Can I get that on my iPod yesterday?
Maybe. So the reason I came across this was I was looking for clips for, basically I was looking for something to record off of a streaming radio thing, and just happened across this video that was posted in there. But so we're having the Not Safe for Network Summit, right? What are we calling it? Is it the Not Safe for Network Summit?
I've just been saying the Not Safe for Network Extravaganza because it makes it sound special and important.
All right. So yeah, we're having this, right? And so I was thinking the other day, I was like, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun, but I'd rather just sit down in front of a mic. But like, who's going to barbecue? Because it's just going to be us. So it'll probably be me barbecuing since it's my house and everything. But I was thinking, like, it would be so much easier just to have somebody to barbecue and to do what I want, because I'm pouring so much time into this, like so much time, like being one of the stars of like three shows and like editing everything and posting everything at certain times. And it's just a giant pain in the ass. And I'm not really willing to pay anybody.
I'm sure we could go to Jester's and find somebody willing to barbecue in exchange for beer.
That's a good idea, but I got a better one.
Oh.
So when I started thinking about it further, like my wife is going to have to become an intern here pretty quick. And I thought we could fucking get an intern in like media arts or something. Right. So I'm like, this is the one time I will actually spend money on something to improve the network outside of like, you know, microphones equipment for our shows. Yeah. And so I went and talked to a friend I have over at Cherry Creek Radio, and they actually put together a commercial for me. Like, they had me go into the studio at like KLXR.
Oh, nice.
And recorded a little thing. And so they recorded it, so I didn't have a copy of it. So I was trying to find like a streaming thing on the radio for it. So I found it. I'm just going to play it really quick because like maybe it hits the podcasting audience and it helps us like cast a wider net in finding an intern. So this is the commercial.
We're looking for a highly motivated intern to join the Not Safe for Network staff. What's it take to be a member of our team? Must be willing to work weekends, weekdays, holidays, and birthdays. Should be proficient in Windows, Mac, Linux, Pro Tools, Facebook, and Tinder. Needs a working knowledge of copyright infringement laws, a willingness to break them, and a fervor to take the fall for us in the case of a lawsuit. Must be good with children and willing to raise at least 7 of them in 3 different households. Must have excellent packing skills and a ride via moving truck to Los Angeles and back. Must be willing to clip Brandon's toenails. Don't think you'll try a thickening? Think again. And a positive attitude tempered by skepticism, boiled in cynicism, sautéed in realism, garnished with theatrics is a must. If this internship sounds right for you, please have a resume ready as well as a $300 application fee. Not Safe for Network. We're ready to sap every ounce of energy from your being.
So $300 well spent.
We are going to get some amazing applicants.
If we even get one applicant, it's $300 well spent.
And here's the thing is, anybody who's going to respond to that commercial is already on the same wavelength as us. Like, we don't have to worry about an interview phase.
That's what I'm hoping. Yeah. So we're trying to get bigger here at the Not Safe Network. So we need a henchman.
There's so many poor kids at Carroll. They'll come help.
Yeah.
We can get them credit in a media art class.
Do they even have media arts? They do, because Beartooth Radio is attached to them.
Yeah,
right?
And my boy Ed Noonan is the history of film professor.
Talk to Ed, dude. We need some help, especially with those 7 kids over 3 households. Like, I did the math. There's 7 children of Not Safe for Network.
That we know
podcasters.
Of.
Yeah, that we know of. That's true.
I sowed my wild oats for a few years.
Yeah, so did I. Anyway.
We're going to get somebody. Somebody out there is going to be like, you know what? These guys, they seem like they're going to rib me, but I think it's going to be a fun time anyway. Plus, I might learn something about the podcasting industry. You won't. You're going to fetch us beers and barbecue meat. That's what's going to happen.
And you will drink a thickening. And it is $300 to apply. You'll probably get the job. I have a feeling anybody who's willing to fork up that money is going to get that internship.
The interview phase will be real quick because it's just one question. Will you drink this thickening?
And if do you yes, have $300?
Yeah, exactly.
Can you hide that pentagram on your face with makeup?
My only hope is that whoever applies as the intern is older than me, so I can talk mad shit to them.
And just refer to yourself as the golden boy in every conversation.
Oh, I'm the poster boy. I'm sorry. Do you know who I am?
So you had a believable badass or bullshit for
us?
Yeah,
man. Today was the start of Upfronts Week. Are you guys familiar with Upfronts Week?
Is that where they can a bunch of shit?
It's where the broadcast networks announce their schedules starting with the fall season and on through the year, right? So I have all the cancellations and renewals from the 4.5 major broadcast networks.
4.5?
I say 4.5 because here they are. NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, and the CW. And obviously the CW is a half of a network. Yeah.
Well, it's two halves put together.
Yeah, but one of those halves
doesn't make a whole.
Do you know who the two halves are?
Yeah, it was UPN and WB.
Right, but who owns UPN?
I have no idea.
CBS.
Really?
So it's only a half network.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
So it's as much a network as ABC Family is a network.
It's as much a network as we're a network. So I'm going to start with NBC because theirs is completely finalized. The others aren't, but they're mostly finalized. So I'm just going to rattle off these shows and tell you what they are. And we can say believable, badass, or bullshit. A to Z has been canceled after one season.
I guess believable because I don't know this show.
Believable.
I'm going to say badass because as some listeners may remember from my rom-com roundup a few months back, A to Z is not a good television show. About a Boy, a second season sitcom, has been canceled.
I just don't like the name, so I'm going to say badass.
All right.
Yeah.
Allegiance canceled after season one. I'm saying badass because that's just a ripoff of The Americans.
Oh, then yeah, badass. I don't like it when a show does something right and then a million shows copy it. Although I haven't seen The Americans, but it gets good reviews.
It's so good. It's so good.
So it'll probably get canceled too.
Almost definitely. America's Got Talent has been renewed for an 11th season.
Bullshit.
Bullshit. American Ninja Warrior has been renewed for an 8th season.
Badass. I'm all right with it. It's not as good as the old one. But
yeah, it's definitely not as good as the Japanese, but it's really entertaining.
If you are ever high on a Sunday afternoon, you're not going to find a better television show. American Odyssey is unknown after one season. So let's skip that because I've never heard of American Odyssey in my life. Bad Judge canceled after one season.
Sure.
Whatever, right? Blacklist renewed for a third season. James Spader, badass.
Yeah, I'm badass. Like, I actually saw part of an episode with my wife, and I think we're actually going to do a run on that.
Was it a part really good show. With or without James Spader?
It was with James Spader.
Okay, here's the thing you need to know.
It's horrible when he's not in it.
If he is not on screen, it is hot garbage.
Okay.
It is unwatchable when he's not on screen.
That he would be in every frame based off of the commercials.
They try to fit him in as much as humanly possible because it does not hold together the second he walks off frame.
They need to hire some new actors then.
Uh-huh. Celebrity Apprentice renewed for a 15th season.
Surprise, motherfucker.
15
motherfucking teen.
Jesus.
I know, right?
Bullshit.
Bullshit. Yeah. You're fired, Donald. All right, I'm going to combine these three shows into one. Chicago Fire renewed for a fourth season. Chicago PD renewed for a third season. And the as-yet-untitled Chicago medical drama announced for a first season. I'm sure it's great if you love Chicago and emergencies.
I mean, if it leads to a spinoff called Chicago Pizza,
I would totally be on board for Chicago Pizza.
Yeah. I'm always down for a Chicago
Or Chicago Bar. Yeah. One of the two. Constantine canceled after one season.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, I could not agree more.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the best show, but
it was good enough.
It was good enough. It had a good base around it. It could have been a lot better.
Yeah.
They killed it before it had a chance. But I heard that they're shopping that around to other networks too. Like they're shopping around the cable channels and stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll happen somewhere. Holy shit. Okay, so Grimm has been renewed. You are not going to believe me when I say what season four.
Six.
Seventh. It is entering its seventh damn season.
All right. Having never seen Grimm, and it doesn't seem like my kind of show, I'm going to say badass because I know my mom really likes Grimm, and it's filmed in Portland, so I'll just say badass off of that.
I'm creating a new category called Unbelievable because I really thought that show was going into season four.
Oh, I knew they were in quite a few seasons. I've seen about three, maybe four episodes and being completely lost because I have no continuity.
Of course.
But what I've watched was entertaining, so.
My thing, this is a lot like when I found out that a couple of years ago that Grey's Anatomy was still going, and I was like, shit, that thing's been on for 40 years.
Yeah, it had a spinoff. Grey's Anatomy had a spinoff that is now off of the air that had over 100 episodes.
Uh-huh.
A show over 100 episodes came and went in the time that Grey's Anatomy
it's been on the air.
That's insane.
Hannibal. Season 4 will premiere on June 4th.
Season 4?
Oh, sorry, I misread that.
Season 3.
I mixed up June 4th with Season 3.
I was like, I really fell behind.
yeah,
that's badass. That's the first one I feel really strongly about. That's badass. I'm happy.
Hollywood Game Night renewed for a fourth season.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sure, whatever.
I enjoy that show.
It seems like a fun watch, but I have no need to see like every episode of it.
If it's on, you'll watch it. Yeah. But you don't seek it out.
No. And you don't need to. That's what those shows are for.
Yeah.
They're for when you're homesick on a Tuesday. Law and Order SVU renewed for season 16.
I'm still saying bullshit because like how is it that there's not a regular Law and Order still?
Evidently after 16 years, rape is still interesting.
It's fucking bullshit.
Could not agree more.
Killer Keller and Ice-T. What more do you need?
I mean, I'm fine with that. I want them to lose their job, but they need to bring a regular Law and Order back or it doesn't make sense.
Marry Me canceled after one season. I'm going to say a light bullshit just because I enjoyed that show.
It looked like it was going to be good. I just never watched it.
I mean, it's not amazing, but if you like us, it's just a good sitcom. Like if you like a well done sitcom, then you'll probably like that show. The Mysteries of Laura, or as I like to call it, Cop Mom, Mom Cop, has been renewed for a second season.
I don't know. I think it's bullshit.
That show is fucking garbage. It is not a good show. I'm sorry to say that about Cop Mom, Mom Cop on Mother's Day, but that show is bullshit.
Oh, yeah. This is being recorded on Mother's Day.
Yes.
If you haven't figured out our recording schedule yet.
The Night Shift renewed for season 2. You guys probably know that best from the promo picture that floated around the internet when it was first announced, where it's like this sad looking medical staff and then the cool doctor on a motorcycle in the operating room. It's not good. Spoiler alert, it's not a good show.
I haven't been going to lifetime.com lately though, so.
You may be noticing a theme with NBC where every show we've said we were into with the exception of Hannibal was canceled and every show we didn't like was renewed. All right, I'm going to run through the rest of these because most of these are shows that ended or they don't know yet. One Big Happy, canceled after one season. Parenthood and Parks and Rec both ended. The Slap, unknown. They have not announced what they want to do with The Slap. State of Affairs, which is a television show I'm hearing about for the first time.
Isn't that the one with Katherine Heigl?
Okay.
That's all I know about
sure.
it. Like,
okay.
Which I heard was just hot garbage.
On the plus side, it was canceled. Undateable, entering its third season, they are switching it to all live filmed, live to tape shows. And it just ended its second season, where after two seasons, it was the most senior sitcom NBC had.
Wow.
Which says a lot about the state of NBC sitcoms. And The Voice.
How would you like to be the one who's developing a sitcom for NBC right now?
It's basically saying, would you like to work for 3 months and then not again?
It's a trap.
Yeah. I'm just going crazy radio style. But my trip over to Cherry Creek Radio is...
It's really inspired you.
It's making me go crazy.
So now we're on to Fox. They have not said anything about American Idol. I assume none of us care about Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
That show's still on?
Yeah. And here's the... You ready for the most bananas part about this? It's somehow only entering its fifth season, despite having been on the air since I was in like eighth grade. What the fuck is happening at Fox?
I don't know.
Backstrom, canceled after season one.
Yeah, that's good.
Bob's Burgers, renewed for a fifth season.
Woohoo!
Bones, renewed for a tenth season.
All right.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, renewed for a third season.
Badass.
Yeah, badass. Empire, renewed for a second season, and I'm the only person in this room who cares about that.
No, I do care. Me and my wife have committed to give it a watch. We just haven't gotten around to it yet.
It's worth it. It's such soapy goodness.
No, I've heard so many things about it. I want to check it out for sure.
Family Guy, renewed for a 13th season.
No! Haven't we had enough at this point?
No. No, we have not.
The Following, canceled after season 3. Grace Point, canceled after season 1. Gotham got renewed. Hell's Kitchen, renewed for a 15th season.
What?
I know, right?
That's going to be like, I was thinking like 5 maybe. 15?
15th season will begin this fall.
Fuck.
Unbelievable. Last Man on Earth, renewed for a second season.
Nice.
Fuck.
Did you see the finale on that one?
Yeah, not Jason Sudeikis is in it.
Is he? Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's... I don't want to give...
Yeah, there's definitely a spoiler there. So.
Okay. Tread carefully. I'm assuming we don't care about MasterChef or MasterChef Junior.
Which season is MasterChef on?
MasterChef will be entering its 6th season. And MasterChef Junior will be entering its 4th.
MasterChef Junior. Uh-huh. I don't... Let me just be clear on this. I don't like anything that ends with Junior. I just don't. I never have. Pac-Man Jr. fucking sucked.
Dale Monopoly Earnhardt Jr.
Yeah, sucks. Monopoly Jr. Goddamn waste of time, but at least it's fast, I guess. I just don't like it. When you add Jr., ruin it. James Bond Jr., horrendous.
Yep.
That existed. By the way, you want to know who James Bond Jr. is? Take a guess. Like, just off the top of your head. Like, honestly, just answer it. Don't
wait,
think
hang
about
on.
It.
When you
who
say,
do you think James Bond Jr. is?
Do you mean
is?
The actor?
No, I mean, there's a cartoon called James Bond Jr.
Oh, I assume it's like a kid version of James Bond.
Right. You would think, like, probably his son, right?
I would assume, actually, honest to God, I would think it's something like the like Adventures of the Young Indiana Jones or whatever.
Okay.
Sort of. I was thinking like Kim Possible sort of thing.
Well, it's his fucking nephew because it's in the 80s where parents never fucked, apparently. Like they only had nephews and somehow they just came into being. Like, it's James Bond does nothing but fuck.
Actually,
if anybody would have a James Bond Jr., it would be James Bond.
No, I believe this only because I am positive that James Bond carries abortion pills in his net.
Yeah, his version of an abortion pill is basically strychnine, dude. Like, the dude, he is a hired assassin, but he nails a lot of girls.
He sure does.
And they don't always die. He usually winds up with one at the end. Only one of them really dies at the end, right?
Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah, I think it's like Her Royal Majesty's Secret Service.
Because that's where he cries.
Yeah. He also kind of cries in Casino Royale.
And he does cry in Skyfall when Judy Dench dies.
She's not at the end. Yeah, a little bit.
Just a little, though. It's like a manly single tear rolling
down
the cheek.
Does he fuck at the end of Skyfall? I don't think...
Not at the end of Skyfall,
no. He doesn't, but
he
definitely flirts.
In, like, the casino scene.
He flirts with Moneypenny, though.
He flirts with Moneypenny at the end, yeah. And then he only has sex with... I've completely forgotten her character's name, but whoever Berenice Marlowe played.
I don't know who that is.
She was the Bond... Never mind.
He's Bond girly nailed.
Yeah. Mindy Project. Canceled after season 3, but in talks with Hulu to create a season 4, so I don't have to cry yet.
Or do you?
Not yet. New Girl renewed for a fifth season.
Ugh.
Red Band Society canceled. The Simpsons renewed for seasons 27 and 28.
Yes! Woo-hoo! Nice.
I cannot believe they're going to hit 30. I truly believe they're aiming for 30.
Why wouldn't they, dude?
Why not? You're so close. Sleepy Hollow renewed for a third season.
Wow.
I still haven't gotten around to torturing myself through an episode.
Yeah, I'm never going to watch that show. It's never going to happen.
I am surprised they had a second season and then promptly a third season.
So You Think You Can Dance, starting its 11th season.
I've never even heard of that, and I don't like it.
You know this show.
I do.
You've never seen it, but you know this show.
Okay.
It's a dance competition show.
Like, I mean, I get that.
That's in the title. That's all you need to know.
There's like,
don't watch it.
Super pretty people on it, though.
The only one I know is Dancing with the Stars. I don't like that either.
Yeah, I'm out on Dancing with the Stars. And Weird Loners canceled after season one.
That sounds cool, but I haven't seen
it.
So now ABC, America's Funniest Home Videos, renewed for season 26.
No!
They're up there with the Simpsons.
Uh-huh. We're getting a lot of mileage out of Darth Vader today.
Yeah, well, you know, it's all these damn renewals. I'll try something different. How about that?
Okay. American Crime renewed for season 2. That actually is very fitting. The Bachelor renewed for season 20. The Bachelorette renewed for season 11. Okay, be real with me. This show has been renewed for a second season. Have you ever heard of Beyond the Tank before?
No.
Evidently, this airs on ABC for the last year, and I've never seen a commercial for it.
Does it have anything to do with Shark Tank? Is the only thing I could see, but
your guess. Well, doesn't Shark Tank air on? I feel like is Shark Tank on ABC?
I think it's on ABC, but I thought it might be Fox. NBC.
This is just like. It's amazing to me that these shows exist. Like I had like made a decision to stay out of reality TV so long ago.
Uh-huh.
And yet they're all like, it's just growing. Like I can't even
believe it.
Like, it's stuff I've never even heard of. It boggles my mind.
I know. I don't
And aren't
understand.
There like going back to Hell's Kitchen, aren't there like a couple different
Shark Tank
versions?
Is ABC.
Is it? Okay, great.
But aren't there like a couple of Shark Tanks? I mean, like, or not Shark Tank, Hell's Kitchen. Like, isn't there like Hell's Kitchen SVU and shit like that?
Yeah, there's like Hell's Kitchen UK, Hell's Kitchen Ladies Only, Hell's Kitchen Sex This Time. Like, there's all sorts of Hell's Kitchens.
Yeah.
Daredevil's Hell's Kitchen.
Blackish renewed for season 2.
I've heard good things.
It's pretty funny, the bits I've watched. Here's all you need to know about my experience with Blackish. The only bits I've seen the first 3 minutes of every episode because it always records at the end of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Castle renewed for season 8. Celebrity Wife Swap renewed for season 4.
Good God.
Just logistically, how do we deal with this?
I have to go back to this because this still amazes me. Wife Swap was a joke on a Dave Chappelle sketch. I swear to God this is true.
Oh,
I
yeah.
swear to God. It was a sketch that was really funny that made fun of reality TV. And then they fucking turned it into a show.
Somebody
and
saw
spun
that
it off.
Yeah, somebody
and
saw
spun
that sketch
it off.
And said, "That's an amazing idea, Dave. Would you like an executive producer credit?"
It's amazing.
Cristela canceled after season 1.
Oh, shocker there.
Dancing with the Stars renewed for season 21.
No. Sorry, I had to go back to Old Faithful there.
Forever canceled after season 1.
Can you say the title of that show again, but say it like James Franco?
All right, I have to say Spring Break first to get this in my mind. Spring Break Forever.
I don't know why that sticks. Every time I hear about that movie, Spring I think of you break. Doing that. I'm not going to watch
Spring
it.
Spring Break forever.
I'm never going to watch it. I'm just always going to like think of you saying that, and it'll make me happy.
I've really turned a corner on that movie. That's a hard love for me. I really enjoy that movie. Fresh Off the Boat, renewed for season 1 or season 2. This one I'm excited about. Gallivant, renewed for season 2.
I don't even know what that is.
All you musical theater nerds out there, if you have not seen this, this show is your shit. It aired this fall over as a mid-season replacement. It was 2 episodes every week for 4 weeks, which is like the perfect way to see this. And basically, it's a musical show about a like ditzy dumb knight who's trying to rescue a princess. It's really, really fucking funny and very self-aware, very winky. It's a good time. Goldberg's renewed for season 3. I like that show. That's a good family sitcom.
I have liked the little bit I've seen of it in like residence rooms because they watch the shit out of sitcoms.
Yeah,
like,
I believe it.
Yeah, they really do. That. If you're wondering who still watches traditional 3-camera sitcoms, it's old people.
Mm-hmm. Well, Goldberg is actually a multicam. Or a single cam sitcom, I mean. It's a single cam.
Oh, it is?
Uh-huh. It's not filmed on a soundstage.
Oh.
The only way you can tell is when you sit down and watch a full episode, then you pick up on it.
Oh, okay.
It fills that family sitcom void for me, which is nice. I always like to have one in the repertoire. Grey's Anatomy, renewed for season 12.
Okay.
12?
12.
I'm like, happy.
Is that it?
I'm happy because my wife loves Grey's Anatomy, and there's not very many shows that she loves that she watches without me.
Well, then I'm happy for your wife,
too. Yeah, it gives her something to watch.
Shout out to you, Shonda Rhimes. Yeah. How to Get Away with Murder, another Shonda Rhimes show, renewed for season 2. Last Man Standing, unconfirmed.
Is that the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie? Did it spin that off in an unsuccessful TV show?
Unfortunately, it's an unsuccessful Tim Allen show. It's basically him trying to recreate Home Improvement, except for nobody's watching now. Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You guys want to care to guess?
I'm going to say it is because it seems to like help with the movies. So I think it's just pretty much safe.
Renewed for season 3.
I would say that would be tough one for ABC to drop just because of the legal ties with
Absolutely.
Marvel.
Absolutely. And Disney. Yeah, they don't want to. How about Marvel's Agent Carter?
I've heard this one is picked up.
Oh, man. Pretending like I didn't just hear Brandon like put the news. If I was to go with my gut, I would say, God, I don't like, it seems like they're genuinely going to do something with the character. So yeah, I probably would have said picked up.
It is
because I can't see her as like a standalone movie.
I don't think they do that,
which is what they were talking about as a possibility. They said they'd either do like another run of the show or a movie, or they'd just drop it altogether.
Well, it is renewed for a second season, and I have some insight on this one. Marvel and ABC were developing 2 other TV series to air in the fall. One was a spinoff featuring Mockingbird and Lance Hunter from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. proper that ended up falling through. And the other was an as yet unannounced TV show with John Ridley, who is the showrunner for American Crime. And once they picked up American Crime, he didn't have time to do both. So they renewed Agent Carter to fill that slot.
Well, I hope they kind of push Agent Carter out there with like Hulu and stuff like that so that people can catch up, because it's a good show and it's not anything like Marvel's Agents of
S.H.I.E.L.D. It's its own thing, which is good. That's what you want from
it. Yeah, I want them to be different. Like Daredevil and Agent Carter and Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. are such different shows. Like,
and that's what you want.
They're all very different.
There's no need for them to cover the same thematic ground in every single show.
Yeah, like I have room for my cheesy superhero show, but like it's covered by Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I don't need double coverage, which is why I've been having a hard time getting back into the DC shows.
Yeah, yeah. They all feel very samey.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to burn through the rest of ABC. The Middle, renewed for season 7. Mistresses, renewed for season 3. Modern Family, renewed for season 7. Nashville, renewed for season 4. Once Upon a Time, renewed for season 5.
Hold on. Yeah, I think we would have some very unhappy wives if that one didn't stick around. And children, right?
My old, yeah, I would say children on.
Have you watched an episode of it yet? Like, actually sat down and watched an episode?
Yes.
I haven't. I'm so lucky that I work.
Spoiler alert, not a good show.
No.
Oh, no, I know. I've seen enough.
But my wife likes it. She really didn't like the spinoff they did with the Wonderland.
Was it like
Alice in Wonderland stuff?
I was going to say Twice Upon a Time.
Yeah, it was Once Upon a Time in Wonderland, I think was the real title. Which, by the way,
it was either that or Once Upon a Time colon Wonderland.
I'm not sure which one's worse.
Colon. I'm always a fan of the colon, dude.
That's what she said? Question mark? I've just realized I don't give a shit about the rest of ABC's schedule. I think we can all agree to skip CBS entirely, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're under the age of 60. We don't watch CBS.
That is a network whose their viewership is entirely consists of people who fell asleep and their hearing aid battery is, like, slowly winding down.
With the exception of football.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Do they renew football?
They did indeed renew football.
God, I hate being a fan. Can I get into that?
I don't think we care about CW either. All the shows any of our listeners care about, like the nerd shit. If you like nerd shit on CW, don't worry.
You're safe.
It was renewed. Like, don't worry about it. It's fine.
Okay. So going back to football really quick. So I got shamed on the show on the 200th episode by Adrian for basically dropping football.
It's true.
Call it a bitch move. And I, all it did was reinforce that I didn't want to watch football. Like, I started, like, coming up with moral stands why I didn't want to watch football after re-listening to that podcast. But what's happened was, like, I accidentally, like, 3 or 4 days ago. So I have, like, the most anal retentive ordering of, like, bookmarks on my internet. And so I have one for sports, and I was trying to go into Blazers Edge, which is an SB blog, but then I accidentally wound up going into the 49er one, and I was like, fuck, and I went to like switch it, and then I caught my eye on an article, and I was like, oh, and I started reading it, and I'm getting fucking sucked up into the team again, and I'm upset about it because I know they're trying to sell me a false bet.
Do you need me to text you the picture of the black jerseys again to remind you why you don't want to watch this season?
Well, that's not why. That just reinforced.
It's just a reminder.
I think what I'm gonna do is I'm definitely not fucking paying for the 49ers this year. Like last year, I paid for it. Worst possible year to pay for.
Oh yeah. Well, no, this is the worst possible year to pay for it.
No, last year was worse because there was expectations and they weren't met.
This year's worse because there's no expectations and they're still not going to meet them.
Yeah, but look, they are totally going to meet my expectations, which is 2 wins. They could only do better than
that. I hope they get 1 in a tie just to bum you out even more.
But, like, I think what I'm going to do is just if I have a chance to watch a national 49er game, which I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of those.
Probably not, no.
Then I'll watch it. In other words, otherwise, I'm just going to pretend like it's the 90s again, where I only get to see them when they spin them out on TV. I'm not going to pursue, like, watching it at all. And I'm going to watch from a distance and I'm either easing out or back in.
Yeah.
I don't know yet.
We'll see.
But
they drafted like 46 safeties, so that's a plus.
Yeah. Well, I was looking at some of their draft picks. Like they drafted a running back, and I'm just like, oh, good, because he'll totally make up for the fucking best running back you've ever had in your team. And when you choose to be a fucking piece of shit team, you should at least sign your over-the-hill running back to finish out their career in a 49er uniform. Fuck, am I taking crazy pills?
Nope, I'm with
you. Am I the only one?
I'm with you.
Oh, I'm pissed.
Jed York making bad decisions, yo.
He's made nothing but bad decisions. Like, he stepped back and let the football people operate for 3 years, and then he stepped right back in. The team went right back to shit.
I really like to imagine that he hired John Harbaugh and went on a bender for the next 3 years, and then finally sobered up and was like, We're winning. No. How am I supposed to justify my job if we're winning?
I know this is what you want to believe, but keep in mind that that's the coach of the Ravens.
Did I say John, not Jim?
Yeah, you did.
Did I? Well, you know what? They're basically twins, so fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck them both.
You're right, dude. We totally won a Super Bowl.
I don't have anything else to say about that. Until Harbaugh flips shit for the first time wearing blue and gold, I have nothing else to say about him.
Sorry.
Put dirt on it.
Brandon, did you have something that you brought to the table tonight?
Oh, I want to stay in the football line for just a minute. Broncos drafted Shane Ray, who was caught smuggling marijuana from Colorado into Missouri. And he got drafted by the Denver Broncos. Probably not the best move.
Probably not, no. Nope. That's
interstate commerce, yo.
The Broncos also...
They can get him on RICO stature. Statutes, sorry.
The Broncos also signed Helena native Matt Miller, and that's all I have to say about it, because as my mother once said, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. I don't like that kid is the message I'm trying to get across.
Yeah, I get it.
For the listeners.
Do you actually know him?
I have had some run-ins with him.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. He's a national figure now.
Yeah, he's an asshole is what he is. He's a national asshole.
Well, what did he do?
Oh, he made a joke about raping my sister.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not whimsical and funny.
No, that's why I said if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Well, I do not like
Matt
this guy.
Miller.
I hope he tears both his ACLs, recovers, runs out onto the field to play, and I hope the biggest linebacker in football takes his head right the fuck off.
For now on, I'm going to refer to him as Matt Millen, GM of the Detroit Lions. I'm going to make sure to like specify it was where he failed the most, too.
I like it. I like it a lot. 0-16, baby. do you guys want to talk about the full cast for Captain America Civil War being announced now that they've started shooting?
Yeah.
Have you seen this? The cast is fucking bananas.
I saw the thing and I didn't read it, but I'm interested.
Well, let's do the rundown real quick.
Okay. So is Captain America in it?
Yeah. Chris Evans will star as Steve Rogers.
Iron Man and Black Panther, right?
Robert Downey Jr. is Tony Stark. Scarlett Johansson is Black Widow. Sebastian Stan is the Winter Soldier. Anthony Mackie is the Falcon. Paul Bettany is Vision. Jeremy Renner as Hawkeye. Don Cheadle as Rhodey Rhodes, a.k.a. War Machine.
So no big surprises yet.
Nope, not yet.
But it's nice that we know all these characters are going to be in it.
Elizabeth Olsen as Scarlet Witch.
See, now, back to what I was saying, I think, last week.
Uh-huh.
That makes total fucking sense because they never like resolved anything between her and Tony. So she's on Team Cap.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd as Ant-Man will be in the film.
Nice.
Excellent.
Emily Van Camp as Agent 13. Frank Grillo as Crossbones. William Hurt will reprise his role from The Incredible Hulk as General Thunderbolt Ross.
Wow, they're actually embracing Incredible Hulk, finally.
I like that a lot. Chadwick Boseman will play Black Panther. Daniel Brühl will play Baron Helmut Zemo. And Martin Freeman has been cast in an as-yet-unspecified role.
Yeah.
I like that, too.
Yeah, I think I heard something about that, too.
That's a strong cast.
So here's where I'm bummed out.
Uh-huh.
Spider-Man?
I suspect what this means. Well, part of it is they have not cast Spider-Man yet.
Okay.
And so I suspect what this really tells us is that Spider-Man will have a fairly small role in the film, which I don't think is a terrible surprise.
Do we know for sure he's in Civil War?
We know that's his certain. Yes. I believe it was in one of the press releases they said that he will appear. His first appearance will be in Civil War. Now, whether that means he's in a scene or whether he has a real role, we don't know, but he will appear in that film.
Sir, not appearing in this film.
Because if they're just going to give him a little scene, why don't you just hold off till the Infinity War and give him a bigger scene? Yeah. Because Marvel's finally got Spider-Man. Exactly. I don't want a cameo. I want more.
It's on the Spider-Man tip. Did you hear the plans Kevin Feige is working with? This is all rumors now. I'm in total rumor mode. Okay. About what he and Amy Pascal at Sony are planning on for the new Spider-Man franchise.
No.
A 4-film series with each film being 1 year in his high school life. So basically it would be Spider-Man freshman, Spider-Man sophomore, Spider-Man junior, Spider-Man senior.
I'm not like for all super in love with like the high school.
They Spider-Man. Really want to cover that
I
ground.
I know they do.
Here's, I agree with you. I'm not super in love with it either. But the thing I do like about it.
It's not a selling point for me. Let me put it that way.
No, I wouldn't say that either. The thing I do like is that it presents a good contrast between Spider-Man and the rest of the Avengers. Like it really shows you that he really is just this kid in a world that he's probably not ready for. And I like that because he's a kid, he'll be sort of lanky and thin, which will be a good silhouette difference between the rest of the Avengers, since it's sort of become a thing in Marvel where like superpowers equals ripped, even if your superpower is being rich as shit and owning a suit.
Yeah, but he's not really ripped.
Tony Stark's, I mean, he's looking, he's ripped as shit for 50. I will say
in the last movie, his biceps are bigger, but.
And I mean, he's ripped in the Sherlock Holmes movies. They have him shirtless all the time. He, and especially for 50, like, dude, he's in better shape at 50 than I am at 23, so I'm in no place to talk shit.
Well, yeah, that's money right there. What were we talking about right before that?
Captain America Civil War?
No, after that.
Spider-Man.
After Spider-Man.
Tony Stark.
No.
I don't know what you're trying to
do. We have just run through the... we just ran through the order of things.
The other casting this week came out was... Punisher.
No, Punisher has not been cast. It is not official.
I thought Tom Hardy was.
No.
Tom Hardy said he would love to play the Punisher. Or he would love to play something else.
He also said an amazing,
crazy.
There was another quote in that interview that most people brushed over because everyone agreed this is an objectively dumb thing. Where Tom Hardy said, I don't know if Marvel would want me, but if they did, I'd love to play Punisher. Of course Marvel would want Tom Hardy.
Yeah, I gotta agree with that.
Of course they want you, Tom Hardy.
But he might be too expensive. Like, you've talked about the...
I think he's just modest.
Yeah.
I think that's what it really is.
But I don't think... They can necessarily.
If Tom Hardy is willing to show up for random episodes of Peaky Blinders, I'm sure Marvel can afford him.
Oh, I remember what I was going to bring up now. I couldn't remember now because, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Because of
anyway,
reasons.
Anyway, Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Is it Josh Trank? Is that the director's name?
Yes.
Dude, is he like losing his shit right now? Like, what the fuck is going on? I heard they like had to bring in a bunch of people to finish the film.
So this is a lot of this is rumors. Some of it is probably some level of truth, but a lot of it is rumors. He was also removed from the Boba Fett spinoff he was working on for Star Wars.
I mean, that's what makes me think that there's something behind it.
And the rumors are that he was doing absurd amounts of cocaine. He would show up to set hungover. He didn't have answers to anyone's questions on set. And that if people questioned him too much, he would flip shit and then go hide in his trailer and refuse to come out for the rest of the day.
I kind of believe it.
I kind of believe it.
Because here's the thing. Like all he did was one independent film.
Exactly. And that's where I was going. I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he's way in over his head.
Yeah. Like he did that. What? Chronicle. Was that
Chronicle.
The name of it? Which was
it's
all
a really
right.
good movie. I really
like
that
I'm not
going
to go as far as really good, but I thought it was for an independent movie. Incredible. But for a movie, it was all right.
I really like that movie. Yeah. I'll stand by it.
Anyway, like regardless how I feel, like he did this little thing with almost, you know, nobody. Yeah. And now he's like in charge of tons of people. And I mean, isn't he like in his early 20s?
No, not early 20s. I think he's 27 or 28. He was in his early 20s when he made Chronicle.
So, I mean, this is just, I don't think he's set to handle this. Like, it amazed me that the dude who did Godzilla pulled it off.
But you ready for the really crazy thing? Do you know who directed the reshoots according to the rumors?
I heard, but I forgot.
You'll know the name. Simon Kinberg is the guy's name. And he's worked on basically every big franchise at some point. as a writer. He's never directed anything in his life either. Why replace the guy who was not ready with another guy who's not ready?
Because Fantastic Four movies always have to be terrible, I guess.
I don't understand the decision-making process in Hollywood. I think I would if I liked cocaine more.
Yeah. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
If I was doing rails with Josh Trank.
I feel like I'd understand these things more. I feel bad for Josh Trank. I really hope he gets his shit right. Because, like, regardless of how true these rumors are, he's not an untalented guy. Like, I really think if he sort of eased into these blockbusters, he could really carve out a space for himself.
It's too late.
I'm worried he's shot himself in the foot. I don't know that he's done forever. People have come back from worse than this.
But they always have a resume behind them. Like, he's got one movie that he did himself. I don't think any studio is going to hire him.
He could still make independent films for 10 years and then make a run at it.
And no, I think he's done.
Maybe.
This is all right.
A lot can change in 10 years.
A lot can change. I really think that, like, the fact that he got one shot at a big budget. And
I think it's a real problem. And
if there's any truth to the rumors, I think he's done. Like, I think it's all going to have to be independent from here on out. I don't think anybody's going to fund him after this.
I mean, if you came back from the future and told me he never worked again in Hollywood, I'd believe you. But so much can change so quickly that I'm not prepared to say anything one way or another.
I am.
Because at the end of the day, like, if Fantastic Four makes fucking bananas money and his name is on it as the director, which it will be contractually, like, that can only help his standing.
See, I think that they'll still point to the fact that this other guy stepped in and he'll get the credit. It'll be like a Superman situation.
I think it could, but there'll still be people who say, like, all it takes is some executive fresh out of college trying to justify his job saying, well, Josh Trank made a movie that made a shitload of money. Let's call him. He's not doing anything. Like, all it takes is one guy.
I hear what you're saying. I don't agree. Like, I think studios, when they look at somebody as poison for, like, directors, it's different for, like, actors. I think if he's an actor,
If he was an actor, he'd be fine. We wouldn't be having this conversation if he was an actor. Yeah,
directors do not get a lot of rope.
And not I think normally,
Like, if he had had a couple of hits first, I think it would be different. But the fact that, like, he got one hit.
But remember, all the history we're basing this on is from an era where it was way harder to make independent films and get things distributed online than it is now. And that's the big X factor for me. Like, it really depends on how well, A, if he can get his shit right. Like, if he can't get his shit right, there's definitely no chance. And B, if he can do good enough work and get it seen by enough people, he has a shot. Not a great shot, but he has a shot to get back in there.
Now, here's where I do disagree, and I take you to task on this. I'm totally taking into account the era we live in, because there are not very many blockbusters made anymore.
Okay.
Like, Hollywood makes less movies than they've made in forever, and I think because of that, there's a very short list of people that they do go with. And once you, like, fuck up, it's really hard to get back on.
You laid out a factual inaccuracy. Hollywood has made more movies nonstop. Like,
I think there's, like, way more independent stuff, and there's stuff that's funded after the fact that, like,
Hollywood, they do the negative pickups on shit.
I don't know, it's all cheap shit.
Oh, no, no, they do.
Like, there used to be so many, like, $10 million movies and all this stuff, and it's all, like, it's either tentpole.
If we're talking blockbuster only, but. No, Hollywood churns out more than they ever have.
Oh, I don't know about
now,
that.
And that, so here's the real thing is, it really depends on Josh Trank. Because, let me put it this way, name one director whose career has only been in the internet era who managed to fuck up on the level of Josh Trank. And we can name a lot of directors in the internet era whose career only were in the internet era who fucked up on that level.
I mean, I don't know.
But then who never worked again. And the answer is it hasn't happened yet in the internet era.
I mean, even the first part, I can't think anybody's fucked up as big as Josh Trank appears to right now.
I can. Alan Taylor did. And look, he's directing Terminator Genesis.
I look at Terminator Genesis as a future flop.
Oh, me too. But they still gave him a job.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's all that matters.
I don't even know who he is. I don't know the story, but I'm just saying I really think he's done if there's any truth to this stuff. Now, it could be that there's like a little bit of truth, like he's showing up hungover or he's over
exactly.
his head,
and he's like a little drunk.
And they're like spinning it way out of control because they're just like, because
they don't want to look like the bad guys.
Dumb. Yeah, and if that's the case, then I don't think that he's necessarily done. But if what they're saying is true, that he doesn't have answers, that he's coked out, that he's showing up hungover, and that he's
that's
like
a real problem
hiding in his trailer, like. Yeah, I think he's done, dude. Like, I can't imagine coming back from that. That is a lot.
And that's the thing is, like, it's a long road. Like, and that's sort of my larger point is, if he's able to come back, he has a long way to go to do it. Like, a really, and it's not a big shot. I'm just not willing to rule it out entirely. Because I've seen weirder shit happen in Hollywood. Weird shit happens in that town.
I'm not saying it's impossible. But I'm very quick to rule things out.
Yeah.
If anything, I've got a quick trigger.
You're a default to know when these sort of things.
Yeah.
Which is, hey, it pays off sometimes.
I don't always default to know, but I definitely like I get a gut instinct and I just fucking ride with it. And sometimes I'm way fucking wrong. Like the first admit it, man. There's been times I thought something would fail so badly and it succeeded wildly.
And that's really the basis for my stance is Hollywood doesn't make sense and trying to make sense out of it is a fool's errand.
Yeah, I hear you. I just like that is a lot though. That is a lot on that play. More likely what happens is a really good true Hollywood story gets made out of this. Is that still a thing anymore? Do they do that? I haven't seen
it. I mean, I'm
so
sure
long.
It is, but there's no way I'd know about it.
Oh, they were entertaining, though. Like, they did one.
Oh, yeah. Those are great.
I used to work graveyard shifts and watch them.
Are those
night.
On Netflix? Can somebody find out? Can a listener find
I
out if those
like
are on Netflix for us?
He has no presence on the internet except for. Like, if you put in your cable provider
yeah, they really
code.
Don't. They're trying to now, though. They're hiring a bunch of YouTube stars to make shows for them. Which, by the way, if your network is at the point where your last-ditch effort is hire the 15 most famous YouTubers, you are not in a good place.
I mean, I think they're doing okay because it's now the Kim Kardashian network.
And so. I think that's keeping everything else afloat.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But that network, I wish would get some sort of online presence that my wife gets off my back. About it because the one thing she doesn't like about the cable cutting is there's no E and I can't find E anywhere to pay for.
It's like they don't want people to watch them.
I know. Take my goddamn money so my wife can watch the Kardashians. Is that so much to ask? You got it on Hulu, but it's not the newest season. Quit being fucking difficult. Just fucking take my money. Is that so hard?
Just wait. They're going to make you buy an E app.
Fine, whatever, dude.
Isn't there a Kardashian app already?
There is
I'm betting there's multiple.
There's an add-on for Google Chrome called Card Block, which will not allow you, if you install it, you will not be able to read any web page that has the word Kardashian on
it. Are you fucking serious?
It's for real, yeah.
What's it called?
Card Block.
And this is an app you can just add to Google?
Yeah, it's a Google Chrome add-on. And so you have to use Chrome as your browser.
So card like K-A-R-D?
Yep, K-A-R-D block.
I'm fucking getting that.
There's so many great add-ons for
Google
Chrome.
That's
going to
be great. I'm going to put it on all our phones.
I have one on Google Chrome that it's called Cloud to Butt. And all it does is anytime the word butt pops up on a website or the word cloud pops up on a website, it changes it to butt. And it just makes me laugh. So anytime I'm reading an article about the cloud, it's just the butt.
That is fantastic.
Thank you, Internet.
I think we are running way long.
Are we really?
Yeah, like 59 minutes.
Time travels fast when I'm sleepy.
It's absolutely true. So take it easy. Not safe for network. So when you get the actual script in your hands, How is it that you memorize everything?
I mean, there's like, you write the first letter of each word.
That's what Robert Downey Jr. does.
Sure, yeah. And that's great for Robert Downey Jr., but
for Robert Downey Jr.
That just gets me so confused.
RDJ.
So RDJ. We won't be seeing you in an Iron Man suit anytime soon.
Well, not on stage. In my off time, maybe. I don't know what you're doing in my bedroom, so please leave.
That's debatable.
I think the way we argue matters. The more diverse populations we have to argue with, the better. The internet, it gives you a lot of zealotry, and a lot of that insane, you know, 9/11 was an inside job, or the moon landing never happened, or whatever. But, you know, if we could look at the flip side of that, too, you get a whole bunch of information that gets to fly around the world in a heartbeat, and all of a sudden everybody knows the same damn thing.
We had a good life.
Is talking about the Juggalo community on the podcast so publicly as we do, does that set us up as a target in the future, potentially?
It's as much of a threat as a dirty 400-pound topless woman like running at you from a couple hundred yards away can be. You know what I mean?
This is family over here.
It's family.
Box office battle.
If you were to take the male lead of your film and put him into a romantic comedy, would I root for him?
I have to say, we have seen this romantic comedy. Liv Tyler is his daughter, and he saves the human race in Armageddon.
Is that a romantic comedy, though?
You know, you had me until you said Armageddon.
Shooting the show.
My parents always stocked up on ramen. They didn't really know how much I ate. And I would actually scrounge up change and go to the store and buy more ramen so it didn't look like I ate as much.
Eric.
That's what alcoholics do. My mom should have never taught me how to make it.
Yeah, you had a problem.
The Alien Movie Project.
The aliens crash a kid's birthday party, basically.
Which, again, I think supports the frat aliens notion. Oh, God, where am I? Oh, guys, hey, is there anything to drink at this party? You guys,
I'm going to have some of this cake.
Hey,
you guys mind if I cut this cake?
Can I open this? Are you going to wear that hat?
I'm just going to take some of this cake.
Montucky Skies. By the way, his character trait is he constantly pulls out stomach acid pills. What do you call it? Like Pepto-Bismol or something? And he just constantly chews the pills every time something comes wrong. He's like, just chewing the pain.
Can I just say,
washes them down with a cup of coffee.
I appreciate the subtlety used by saying his character trait, because we know this is the type of movie where each character gets one trait.
Find all our podcasts on iTunes. Not Safe for Network.